Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor, welcoming you out for a fantastic show, the Chris Miles Money Show, of course. So thank you so much for joining us, because this show is for you and about you. Those of you that are sick and tired of working hard for your money, you're now ready for your money to start working harder for you today. You want all that freedom, that cash flow, that prosperity right now, not 30 or 40 years from now, but today, so you can have that life of freedom, the life of doing what you want, when you want, with whom you want. And I'm so impressed with you guys and glad to call you friends, because you guys are really those Ripplers I talk about. You're here not just to create freedom for yourself, but you're here because you know as your life is blessed, you can bless lives too. So thank you so much for joining. Thank you so much for sharing and being a part of this movement and this journey with me and allowing me to express my gifts through you and through this podcast. So again, thank you so much for letting me share this today. As a reminder, check out our website, moneyripples.com. Great stuff on there, blogs, especially if you like to read stuff rather than listen. I know I get a few of you that say, Chris, can you just have something writing? Well, there you go. My website's got that free ebook on there, and it's got blogs that are pretty dang good. So anyways, there you go. So check that out, moneyripples.com. All right, so today I was thinking about, you know, one of my oldest son, right? So my oldest son, he's now going to be a sophomore next year. And one interesting issue we've had with him through junior high is that we cannot get him to do his stinking homework. You know, it's been a real struggle. And what's fascinating is if you look at his grades and how they break down, his test scores are great. I mean, he usually gets at least, usually pretty good darn close, if not over, a 90% on any test. However, his overall grade is like a sometimes between B's and D's. And the D's are really fascinating. And the D's usually happen when the teacher is more focused on the overall grade and the test scores doesn't have as much weight. So he does great with the test. He basically knows the material, but at the end of the day, the grade doesn't show it. And it's been really interesting and kind of frustrating, because we're like, come on, man, like at least do 2/3 of your homework, because at least then if you get your homework at least to a D or C level, you'll probably end up getting pretty darn close to A's and B's, right? But he doesn't, you know, he just hates doing the homework, or he gets overly, you know, focused, or it just takes up too much time, so he just doesn't finish it, right? He gets lost, but he knows the subject. And I was thinking about this example and how this really applies to you and to many of you, in fact, not just you in particular, but many, many people. I find so many people. I mean, now if you get people that are ultra savers, sometimes they get hyper-focused on just expenses, right? But they forget about income. And the thing is about income is that income is incredible. Income is awesome because it's limitless. That is something that you can actually keep growing, where expenses do stop at a certain point. You cannot get below zero, for one. And the likelihood is you will never get to zero expenses ever in your life. It's impossible, right? Unless you're living on the land. I mean, that's the thing. But if you're part of our modern society, you're paying money in exchange for services and goods that allow your life to live. And that's great. The problem is that we got to find a balance of each. And it's not about how much income you make. And it's not necessarily just about, you know, being cheap. It really comes down to profit. What's your profit? Profit is like the overall grade. If you compare this to the test scores and grades, many people will look at the test score and they'll say that the ultimate measure of their success is based on their income. But the ultimate measure is really about profit. You know, give you an example. I have several business owners I've worked with over the years. And I remember I was speaking in a business conference, and a woman came out to me and she said, man, what you say about profit is so true. She said, you know, my business, you know, in her particular business, she said, my business actually hit over $600,000 for the first time ever. She said, but unfortunately, despite our small little company, I'm the least paid person in our company. There are people that are assistants that make more money than me because I don't bring all that money home. Because after I pay them and all the other expenses go out, I'm left with maybe 30,000 bucks. And so she's living, you know, really getting paid a cruddy wage for being the owner, the actual owner of the business, the CEO. However, her employees take home more money than she does. Now, in some people in society might say, well, good, that's the way it should be, you know, slaving on the backs of others. No, that's not the way it should be. The fact is she's creating jobs. She's creating good in this world. And as a result, she should be compensated handsomely for it, or beautifully if you're a woman, right? and that's the key thing. So many times you'll have people, and especially in business, this is the worst thing, right? Is they'll say, oh yeah, I've made $1 million, $2, $3 million, $5 million. But the real measurement, the real true measurement of success is, yeah, but how much did you get to keep? Because the truth is, I don't care how much you make, it's how much you keep that matters. And then how much you make off of what you keep that really, really matters. Let me repeat that. It's not about how much you make, it's how much you keep and then make on top of that, that really, really matters. Is how are you able to really profit and then grow your stewardship? And so income is awesome, right? I love income. I think everybody should make as much income as they want to. And there's no doubt. But before you just worry about that, focus on the profit. What's the real profit? What am I left with at the end of the day? Because that's the true measurement of what can actually increase and grow your stewardship. You know, I realized this about 4 years ago, you know, when I had my business and even when I first launched Money Ripples, despite having a non-compete agreement with my previous company, I thought it was pretty awesome that I got to the point where I was making more money in my business than I had with that previous company I had just left the year prior. And so, you know, I would tell, you know, when people would say like, hey, how are you doing? I'm like, well, I broke six figures my first year, despite a non-compete, you know, now, in the grand scheme of things, six figures is nothing, right? But I mean, for somebody who's starting in business, that's pretty awesome. That's a good start. And, you know, and that was great. I mean, my business would grow each and every year. You know, the one exception was 4 years ago when I went through a divorce. Then I actually dipped a little bit. It wasn't huge, but it was enough that I felt it. Ironically, I was actually aiming for the best year again. I was about to break another record. But when that happened, you know, I shut down emotionally and I couldn't really handle much. And it really got me to question everything because, you know, I was like, man, I'm based on the money I was making, you know, consistently making over six figures every single year revenue in my business, right? You would think I wouldn't be in this much trouble. I mean, now granted, divorces are expensive regardless, right? But, you know, I was struggling trying to make ends meet, trying to pay for two different house payments and everything else. And it was hard. It was hard to pay for two households rather than just one. And so not to mention emotionally struggling. So my income was dropping then too. So this is a double whammy. You know, expenses went up, my income went down, and there was no profit. In fact, I was going in the hole. You know, I was like starting to run up credit cards pretty fast and I was scrambling to earn any money. And it got me to question. I said, what's really important here? What's the real, you know, the real lesson, or what can I get from this? And that's when I realized, of course, that as I emotionally shut down, I was only working 5 hours a week. I realized, wait a minute, my business didn't shut down because I was working over 50 hours a week, right? Before, then I went down to 5, which of course my mind was doing all kinds of somersaults, wondering, you know, how am I doing this? How am I surviving? And that's when it came to me. I said, you know, I got to really look at this with brand new, fresh eyes. What do I want my business to be? Who do I really want to work with? And I started to really focus. And I listened to a book, and I recommend, there's actually two books by a guy by the name of Mike Michalowicz. Mike Michalowicz really writes two books. One is called Profit First. Profit First, fantastic book, teaching you essentially how to determine what income you want to bring home. And then you reverse engineer based on how much expenses you have to figure out how much money you need to make. And it really, it says, all right, you're making this much, you want to bring home this much, this is all you have to work with expenses. No, make it work. And so it makes you really prioritize where you're spending money in your business. So that was a great book that I'd already been teaching about, but now I was starting to implement. And then the second book by him that I love is called The Pumpkin Plan. And that one was really focused on what are the most productive activities, right? What really created the most profit? And it's that based on the Pareto's principle, right? The whole 80-20 principle. You know, what ultimately allows you to have, you know, what's that 20%, the top 20% that creates 80% of your income or your revenue, right? And by the way, like I'm talking from business terms here, but remember, from a personal finance standpoint, this is just as applicable to you. Very much applicable. And the cool thing is at least you don't have all the ups and downs that a lot of times entrepreneurs have. You do have income coming in, right? And so this applies to you as well, because what I'm about to explain is exactly it. And so I started to look at what are really, and this applies to both you, whether you're a business owner or not, is what were those productive expenses? What ultimately allowed me to grow and build more? Now you could look at your home, you could say it could be productive, it could be consumptive, or it could even be destructive, right? And you could be right. You know, for example, a productive home would be, you know, you live in a place that it meets your needs. It doesn't stretch you so thin that you're not even paycheck to paycheck. Maybe you're even drowning, right? Or maybe you're even better off than drowning. You know, hopefully you're much more profitable. Consumptive expense means, hey, you can technically afford it, but it doesn't necessarily give you any lifestyle or anything real. And then, of course, there's destructive. Destructive means that this thing does put you in the hole. It actually is costing you more than it's really worth, and it's not worth keeping. And that goes with any expense in your life, really, is what is productive, consumptive, or destructive. Productive means that it actually allows you to build and expand and grow your stewardship, and it's a good expense in your life. Consumptive means, hey, it's a lifestyle expense, and that's not bad, because it's okay to have a consumptive expense like that, that allows you to live life. And in some ways, you could almost say that a good, healthy balance of consumptive expenses is healthy for you. But those destructive ones, those aren't good. You know, destructive expenses could be things like, you know, what I used to have, like because my income would fluctuate so much and I wasn't really planning properly and putting enough reserves away because I would get hyper-focused on paying off debt, especially when I was in that debt-focused mentality. You know, a lot of times I would have bank fees. I remember one year, I think the bank fees were, I don't remember exactly the number, but I know it was over $1,000. I know it wasn't over 2,000, but I know it was in the 1,000 something range. So over $1,000. I think I was averaging at least 100 to 150 bucks a month in bank fees from overdrafts, from just the money not being there, sometimes just not forgetting to transfer the money back and forth, not really tracking my money carefully. You know, it wasn't that I was overspending, but man, you throw in those bank fees. I remember one year I looked at it and said, well, dang, if I would have got those bank fees back, I would have had a lot less stress. But of course, the timing when automatic payments would come out or whatever just wasn't timed properly. And so that was a destructive expense. I've had other people. I had somebody that said, you know, they said, yeah, I'm kind of an alcoholic. And so I spend $400 or $500 a month on alcohol. I think that's a destructive expense. It's not even consumptive anymore. It's destructive. And his wife, of course, not in agreement, said, yes, it is. You know, that could be another example. And that could be extreme, but you all have your own different things. They're all different based on what's right for you. But when you really start to focus and hone in on that, you'll say, wow, maybe I need to rethink this. And that's what I did 4 years ago. I actually started to rethink everything in my business. I started to think, well, why am I spending money here and here? And I went line item by line item, just like you should do with your own personal finances, by the way, and your business finances, is look it over and find out, is this really productive? Is this actually allowing me to grow my income? Or is it just taking it away? You know, I saw the expenses, some of them were expenses, but a lot of it was just time. I was investing so much time into my local market, in the market of Utah. I realized that, you know, I was going to speak at different conferences around here. I was doing a lot of networking groups and things like that. And in the end, it didn't really produce that much income. Yes, I made some, but compared to the time and the investment, it wasn't nearly as good as what I was doing with, well, things online, like with my podcast or being on other people's shows and being interviewed. It was amazing to see how just by putting my focus more to the virtual versus the live face-to-face and actually saying no to speaking to speaking engagements and even saying no to my own live events. You know, I had done six that year in 2015, only to realize that, yeah, I technically made money, but with the time and effort and money I was putting into those, the rate of return was not fantastic. I made more, so it was technically profitable, but it wasn't massively profitable. And so what did I do? I cut back my events. Now I only do two live events a year, and rather than paying a hotel, Money Ripples pays Chris Miles for the use of his house. And you know what? And I love it. I get to do it from my own home, from a place where I feel like I could be more in my own space and more vulnerable, not in a stuffy hotel. And the people kind of get to see me in that element. And I love it because, I mean, my big thing is really I want to be relatable and inspire hope and to help you guys understand that I'm the one person that won't judge you on your finances because I've been there and done it. If I get passionate about a point, it's probably because I did it first and I knew that what I did was a mistake, you know? That's the thing. And so anyway, it's like, it just, those kind of things really started to take off. And so I started to work more in alignment with what was profitable. And all of a sudden, guess what happened? My revenue skyrocketed because I put my focus in the right places. And so what ended up happening is that I ended up more than quintupling my revenue. But here's the coolest thing. My profit did about 8 times. I'd like to say 10X because it sounds better than 8X, but you know, I'll just say 8X, you know, to be exact. You know, I got 8 times the profit that I was able to bring home and completely changed my lifestyle. Now, granted, even if I only doubled my revenue, it would still have been a drastically different lifestyle for me. Because I was able to figure out like what was really productive, what was the best use of my money and resources, and primarily focus it towards, again, building and growing my business. Building and growing my impact, my ability to teach and to lead, that is where I got real returns. Not from how many different people I could hire to make myself feel like I'm a real business owner, as some people would say, right? Because you want to have people surrounding you. I worked with a company like that, and they struggled to make cash flow every month because they were trying to hire too many people just to keep a buzz in the office and get them excited. That's bull. That's filling a void. Filling a void does not fill your pocketbook or your bank account. It only empties it. When you try to fill a void, you're just emptying a bank account, right? And that's where it's coming from. And so you got to really focus on what is that overall real profitable thing? What can increase that profit? And you know what? It starts by you starting to track your income and your expenses. Looking at where your money comes from, even if it's just from a job. Great, track it. Understand how much is really coming in. And find out what your real expenses are, and then understand and prioritize what are the best expenses and what are the ones you should probably get rid of. And when you go with that kind of focus and you start to really create that difference, and when I refer to cash flow, I mean the difference between your income and expenses. The bigger the difference, the more profitable you are, the more freedom and options you create. And so when you really take that to that next level and say, all right, how can I really make myself profitable? How can I, instead of just trying to get, you know, get good test scores and just say I know it, how can I get that overall good grade? You know, again, income, I don't mind you guys making an infinite amount of income, right? But at the end of the day, it's about profit. And so many people that increase their income also increase their expenses, which refers to Parkinson's Law. Parkinson's Law says whenever there's an increase of time or money, there's always something to fill that void. You know, those in the metaphysical worlds, we talk about the law of the vacuum. That space abhors a vacuum and it always tries to fill it. Same thing happens. So what do you do to prevent against that? Whenever you have an increase in income or you do decrease your expenses, you immediately put that money away. You essentially create a bill for yourself. You know, you basically take that buffer, that extra money, that profit, and you put it into savings. You put it off to the side. You pay yourself. Here's the key. The bigger you pay yourself, the better. That is absolutely essential. You know, I'll tell you, when people and clients ask me, they say, okay, Chris, I've deployed my money. Now, right, we're making this much passive income now. What's next? I said, well, that extra money you're making right now, take it, reinvest it. And of course, they'll say, okay, well, that's good, but we want to go faster. Great. The only way to get faster other than that is find ways to either increase your income or decrease your expenses. You know, that's it. It's really, there's no, no big secret sauce. Now, there could be things to do. Now, I'll tell you this. The X factor is when you start to use your mind to earn money rather than just your money. Money is the easy part. Taking your money and deploying it into alternative investments and things like that that create cash flow, piece of cake. The real challenge is, can you create more money with your mind, your energy? You know, and many of you might feel like you have limited time and energy. But I'm telling you, it's very possible. Some of the best examples I've seen of people increasing more money and having more options is doing just that. Essentially, that's all I described that I did 4 years ago, is I just started analyzing what was productive and what was not. You know, I had another client. I remember that he was making only $60,000 a year in Manhattan, but he really started to focus on creating value for people. And what did he do? He ended up getting, in 3 years, he got that from $60,000 a year up to $300,000 a year. Now you might think, okay, yeah, we had to work for that. Duh. But here's what he doesn't have to work for. Profit. After he's increased that income, as long as he's, again, keeping things in check and we're having him track his money and track his spending as well as his income, well, now that extra money, that's money you put away. And then that money can start to work for you. And now you're getting leverage. Now you're getting money working in two places at once. And yes, of course, I recommend if we got cash flow, running it through things like life insurance, and you're doing the high cash value policy where it's a tax-free supercharged savings account, so we can get double dipping leverage, right? So now we can earn interest in two places at the same time. We can have our cake and eat it too. We can still do our investments and earn compound savings tax-free interest on it at the same time. You know, all that kind of stuff is fun, but that is really the point, is if you can really increase that profit, increase the difference between your income and your expenses, track it, be a wise steward over it, and watch how much freedom you can start to create and how quickly you can do that. Because I'll tell you, you know, when I get a client that can actually start to really create extra cash flow each and every month, even if they don't have a lot of savings, man, watch out. Because they can actually surpass a person that's got several hundred thousand just sitting on the sidelines ready to deploy. Granted, I'd rather have both. But if I had to choose between one or the other, is how profitable can somebody be? And what does it take to hit to that freedom number that gets them to be financially independent, where their passive income pays for all their expenses? And if you can get your expenses down lower, and you can get your income up higher, all that time frame condenses and everything gets faster. And that path to freedom just gets faster and faster and faster. So anyways, guys, again, test scores are great, but grades are better. Focus on profit, not just on income. I hope you make a wonderful prosperous week. We'll see you later.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at MoneyRipples.com. Join us next time on the Chris Miles Money Show.